We're trying to use kind of a suite of a lot of different types of new media. So we have the gigapans, which are these large photos, the landscape photos. We also are pairing that with a lot of video work. And so the video work is a way to kind of engage the audience, and they can meet some of the characters that live and work out here and understand the issues from their point of view and that kind of thing. We'll be integrating all this together with Google Earth. And so the Google Earth will be actually an embedded window inside the website, and you can navigate around in a kind of a large scale and then actually zoom from orbit down inside of these gigapans or see where the video was taken and watch it that way. And so the website is a little bit innovative in the fact that a lot of the navigation is done spatially rather than in your normal format. For me to measure whether or not this site is successful would be if there's a sense of place that's captured. And by that I mean something to do with the relationship that the people who live here have with their land. If we can help create or just take a little bit of that to the public, and so that someone in a city somewhere, which is where most of the people on the planet now live, are in urban settings, if they can get a little sense of that connection that people out here have to landscape, then I think this would be a successful site.
Can you just explain in layman's terms how this gigapan camera and technology works in terms of capturing that sort of 180 degree or 360 degree that you take in the actual landscape?
When someone goes to the website and they see the image, it looks like it was taken at a single moment in time. But actually, what's happening is there's a simple device that moves the camera around, and so it ends up taking any number of photos, typically about 100 different photos. And those are in a mosaic pattern, and that mosaic is then stitched together by the software into one large photo, and that's how they get so big. In fact, some of the largest photos in the world have been made in this way using these composite techniques like that.
So is this gigapan technology available to the general public?
It's available to the public, yeah. If you're interested, there's several different models of gigapans, and the gigapan company is also making it also a social media thing, meaning that people from around the world are taking gigapans, and you can see different gigapans from different places, and not all of them are scientific in nature. In fact, one of my favorite gigapans is of Barack Obama's inauguration, and there's millions of people in the crowd, and you can zoom in and see all the different famous people that were there, and just, look for your friends. And so that's an example of a really popular gigapan.
So you've travelled through more of Australia's rangelands, I imagine, than probably most of Australians. So from this trip that you've been on over the last few weeks, what's been the highlight so far?
I would have to say the underground motel in White Cliffs was really interesting, and I had a great time there. We've stayed at a lot of different stations, but one night we stayed at Durham Downs, and I really enjoyed the channel country, and I thought that was beautiful, and we had a great time in Durham Downs, and that was fantastic.